Brian Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
One, two, kicking out yet another episode of the Kicking Out Podcast. It's Tuesday. It's not Tuesday. My God. It's
Tuesday. Sunday night. Good Lord.
Do one of my other podcasts on Tuesdays. I knew I was going to screw this up. Sunday night, March 29th, 2026. Full crew in the house. Myself. We got Shep. We got Paul, who looks like Cousin Ed. How's it going, guys?
Sup?
Why?
Why what?
I mean, it's an honest question. Why?
Do you not like my hair, Shep?
I mean, you want me to be honest or do you want me to lie?
If you would lie, I would be shocked. You're very honest, Shep. You've never had a filter.
Okay, well, if you think I'm yeah, great hair, Paul.
Oh, Shep can lie. It's a miracle.
Oh boy, it's gonna be one of those nights. It's gonna be one of those nights. We got Majin in the house. What's going up? What's going on, Majin? He said the 3-man band is here. He says my birthday is Tuesday. Well, happy early birthday, my friend.
Happy early
birthday. Happy birthday, Majin. You go have you two extra Molson's dries.
I thought you were gonna say something about maple syrup. So
nah, it's his birthday. I can't pick on him.
True. What?
Yeah. Can't pick on a guy on his birthday.
Who are you? You missed 1 week and we have like a brand new ship.
Who is this?
I mean, I'm trying to be nice, you guys. Jeez.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
Who are you, Paul?
I'm the workhorse of KOP. What are you talking about?
If you're the workhorse of KOP, then I beat anorexia. Wait, I did.
See? So I'm the workhorse of KOP. Shep just proved it. Ha ha.
You know, we haven't had Shep on since Revolution. What happened, Shep? What happened to your predictions, Night of Revolution?
I'm telling you right now, I need the pencil. My pencil makes sense.
You need to learn how to read better.
No, my pencil makes sense. Tony is a wild man. That's Tony Khan, that is. But
no.
I'm going to leave it at that. Do you even have the belt back yet? Yeah. You know what? You can't.
You should have told him to bring it to Square.
He was there Friday. I was there Saturday. He was there Friday. I was there Saturday.
He could have left it with, you know, that really nice guy, Wells Mania. And I'm sure Wells would have given it to you with no problem whatsoever because he was there both days.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll get it. I will get it eventually. I just got to get over to Elkhart. It's not a short drive for me. But
yes, Majin, Shep is in his jobber era.
You can't blow. I'm going to stick up for.
Did we lose Shep?
I thought it was me for a second.
I thought it was me too. That's why I paused.
Silence on KOP. You never know who's actually out.
Main Event Wrestling Network. In the house.
What is up,
boys? Which we are part of the Main Event Wrestling Network. If you didn't already know, go check the boys out. Everybody's pumping out great content. Got blogs, videos, live streams, mixers, dusty finishes, pods, and much more. Join the Discord as well. Slide in the Main Event Network's DMs, and you'll be talking AEW, WWE, TNA, AAA, Indies, video games, sports, a little bit of everything with us. It's a great time. Great time.
Yes. Indies. I'm a big fan of the indies.
Oh, we know you are, Paul. We know you
great
are.
Great stuff going on the indie scene. Oh, man.
I'm removing Shep until he I don't know, figures out what's going on there. But
my face isn't covered now.
Audience says, I've told you this a few weeks already, Tanner. If you didn't get it back, you're hereby stripped of the title. I'm the network executive.
Actually, I think the network executive is trying to make sure my beautiful face isn't covered because yes. Tanner doesn't know how to do layouts properly.
I do. Tanner's just lazy and hasn't created a new one.
So. Oh, there it is. He admits it.
Aren't you supposed to be the workhorse? Why don't you get on that?
All right. Cool. Send me all the crap. I'll get it put together. We'll have the TikTok logo up there. We'll have everything. We'll be going viral on TikTok, and we'll just do everything, man.
Shep's back. Main event Shep is back.
Back.
Oh.
His connection is not main event, but he's back.
It's main event now.
As it kind of, while you say that, that's great, Shep.
But we got a lot to talk about tonight, boys. We got a good episode of Dynamite. I thought a lot better, at least, than last week's, which I thought last week's. I know, Paul, I was outspoken about this last week. I thought it was their worst Dynamite of the year last week. Collision was pretty good last night. We're only 2 weeks away from Dynasty, 2 weeks from tonight. So
yeah, that is crazy to think.
Modern says his connection is as good as an FTR promo.
I was being nice to you on your birthday, you little fucker.
There it is.
Old school doing it. His connection is doing it for his family, man. He's doing it for the family. He's doing it for the kids, so the kids got something to look up to. His internet connection loves being a part of the internet, and no flips and kicks, just strong internet connection.
You guys are harsh on FTR, man.
You done?
Fuck the revival.
But like I said, we got a lot of AEW to talk on. But first, I made an appearance yesterday at Squared Circle Expo 6 in Indianapolis. Had a great time. It's the Midwest's biggest wrestling convention. It's at the Wyndham Airport Hotel down in Indianapolis. It runs Friday and Saturday. I was only able to go Saturday, so there was some talent that appeared only on Friday. I didn't get to see mainly like Okada and Dennis Rodman. That would have been pretty cool. But got to see a lot of great AEW talent. Was lucky enough to get some pictures and signatures with a few. Here's myself with J-E-F-F-J-A-R-R-E-T-T, the man himself, Jeff Jarrett, the Hall of Famer. Extremely nice. Told him I loved his podcast, My World. He thought that was pretty cool. Got my picture with Brody King. He is a massive, ginormous human being.
Also
extremely nice.
You look short.
I made a comment. I'm like, there's a little size difference here. Mr. Orange Cassidy himself. Another very nice guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Shep's favorite, Eddie Kingston. I told him go Yankees because he's wearing a Yankee hat.
Yeah,
did you ask him when he's coming back?
A few people did. He said soon. So, Sammy Guevara.
Sammy Guevara. Is he wearing an Inner Circle jacket?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't.
The logo from this distance almost looked like the Inner Circle.
And then it was cool. His wife, Tay, got a video of him signing my figure. And after the picture, I told him I love the vlog. And he goes, well, you'll be in the vlog this week. So, tune into Sammy's vlog and see if I made it. So, yeah, everybody, all talent, extremely nice. I mean, I've never met a pro wrestling talent that hasn't been. I know I've heard stories of some, but, you know, you're paying your hard-earned money to get a picture and a signature if you want. So they should be nice. But very fun event. I mean, I nerded out for the couple hours I was down there just going to different vendors. And it's even cool seeing different legends that I didn't get pictures with or autographs, but just seeing them, like DDP, he had about the longest line there. Trish and Lita's line was stupid long. Muda's line was stupid long. Big Show's line was stupid long for Paul White.
But
very, very cool to see a lot of legends and independent stars and AEW talent. So Billy Gunn and Road Dogg, that was cool. Yeah. Seeing them together in a booth. So
yeah.
Because Road Dogg wouldn't have been able to do that like 3 weeks ago. So yeah.
Does he join a pissant t-shirt company?
You get shit canned and, you know, you get open up new ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got Stephen Chambers. What's up, Stephen? What's going on,
what's up, my friend? Steven?
Brendan James, what's going on, buddy?
What's Steffi, up?
What's going on?
Hey, Steffi made it.
Weston said, I put last week's Dynamite being so lackluster on the crowd, Ricochet being off TV, and the Tony Storm news happening at the same time. That's fair. That crowd did suck last week. That's fair.
So let's get into this. Fuck Majin. Let's get into this. let's get into this Tony Storm thing.
Yes.
Because there's so many things on the dirt sheets going around. Personally, I mean, I think she's pregnant.
I think she's pregnant too.
I agree.
The math is mathing for the time they think she's going to be out.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people said that she had a certain match number in her contract and she had reached it and said, fuck off, I'm not doing it anymore.
I don't think she would do that.
No.
She was in a full-blown story and then they just abruptly stopped it. So, I mean, that's the only reason, right?
Well, go.
What's going on, Pluggo? He says, oh, hey, it's a cup of studs and Shep.
Hey, Pluggo, I'm going to need you to be nice deliver to that belt to Tanner so we can get that back on KOP where it belongs.
Oh, I mean, it's not going to change hands on Dynasty, so.
Just deliver it to my house and, you know, it'll be with its rightful owner.
All right, now Plug is on my bad side, so that's all right.
I mean,
I could say many things about different programs, but I'm not going to, so, you know.
Oh, right. You're going to be nice?
Pluggo is famous.
Yes, he is.
Pluggo, good content down at the Wrestling Circle Expo. I got to meet Wells Mania. He was pumping content out. DC Hendricks from the Wrestleholics podcast, got to meet him. He was pumping content out. Saw SRS, CVV, Denise Salcedo.
Yeah.
Wheezy Blonde, they were all down there. So plenty of content creators down there at Squared Circle. Heck of a time. Heck of a time. Stephen Chambers says, two words go blue. And Westigen said about Tony Storm, going back to the Tony Storm. She was going to face Tekla at Dynasty. Looks like we're getting the rematch against Mina if Wednesday permits it. Yep. I think you're right, Shep. I mean, nobody's come out and said it, but I think the juice is loose. I think Tony Storm's pregnant.
Well, and removing
Which,
her
good,
from
great the, for her, if so.
Yeah, removing her from the women's scene opens up for a woman talent right now that is doing some of her best work. As she's dropping titles left and right. And it's going to be a natural fit for her to get into the main event picture. And that's Paul's best friend, Mercedes Moné.
You're right. It is time for Britt Baker to come back. I agree with you, Shep.
Did you see that a couple weeks ago they asked her and she basically put it back on AEW?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was during the pay-per-view, I believe.
Okay. Yeah.
On Twitter.
Somebody said something about it and she said it's not up to me.
Yep. But you know, it also gives a lot of women opportunities. Let's see who grabs the so-called brass ring. And like Majin said, Athena should be in that spot.
Yeah. We all agree that, but there's a reason they keep her off of a mainstream television.
Yeah, I don't
or she gets very little. There's a reason, you know. Same reason where all of a sudden you used to see Sammy Guevara every week, and now you see him barely on ROH.
He did have his ROH title with him yesterday on the table, but I did say hope to see you on Dynamite soon, and I mean, of course, you know what else is he gonna say? Yeah, me too, sort of thing. So they're not gonna give you any huge scoop or anything, but. Yeah. I got thinking yesterday, like he was one of the four pillars, him, MJF,
he was.
Jack Perry and Darby. Look at the other three.
Yeah.
Two are holding titles. One's in a, always in a storyline, big storyline. And then Sammy. So.
I agree with Steven. Reading comments. Well, that one too, but
my opinion, one. Only woman to beat Athena is Billy Starks. Yeah, I've said that for a while, that Billy needs to be the one to take the title off of her.
But with the other stuff that Billy's doing outside of ROH, it's probably going to be rough for her to do that.
Imagine, do Sheeta and Anna Jay just not want to wrestle anymore? I mean, Sheeta seems too focused on streaming. Anna has basically just dropped off Twitter. I don't know about Anna Jay's contract. I have no idea on that one. It's got to be running out soon, I would think.
It says spring of 26. So
we're in spring of 26.
So. We're in spring of 26 by like a week.
Yep. But it'll be interesting. I think though Toni Storm now being out, I think to Paul's delight, I think it probably removes Ronda Rousey from showing up in AEW in 2026 and doing anything.
Thank God.
Oh, I think she shows up one more time before her fight to promote it.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. I mean, I'm sure there's some money exchanging hands there, but it's sure. Good promotion.
Yeah, no, and I think UFC AEW presence will have some presence there at that fight. I'd be surprised if they didn't. But I guess you just hold her off until Toni comes back, because that was the angle they were setting up. I don't think you pivot.
Well, and also, too, you got to remember this promotion is owned by Jake Paul. So if Toni can get some presence on a Jake Paul event,
On Netflix,
knowing that, you know, Logan's right there. Logan will probably be there that night.
Yeah.
You know, so go for it. And it's not the worst thing in the world if Ronda Rousey has a match in AEW, Paul.
Oh, God, it's going to be terrible.
We talked about it last week. I'm not the biggest Ronda fan, but it makes business sense.
Sure it does. Absolutely.
Fine. She will put tickets. Her ringside. Put her in Marina's corner. Don't put her in a freaking match.
Paul, there is a handful of women talent on AEW that suck at wrestling. That couldn't hold a stick to what Ronda did. And I'm not saying Ronda was the best professional wrestler in WWE, but she held her own against Becky. Against Stephanie,
Charlotte.
I mean, girls that can actually work their ass off, and Ronda wasn't too far off. She wasn't perfect by any means, but there's a lot of talent that Toni takes chances on. That, I mean, Botch Club has heydays with their matches on Instagram. So her having a match in AEW is not the worst thing in the world. Paul.
All right. Look, I will watch Mercedes matches over Ronda matches. Okay.
Well, everybody should, because Mercedes is one of the best in the world.
No, God, yeah, that's the bathroom break match.
Never mind. Yep.
Go ahead, Chef. Say it. You know you want to.
Nope. All good. I'm nice chef today, remember? I'm nice to even Majin.
I have my doubts it'll happen now that Toni's out, but I could be wrong. But from a business stance, it makes sense. I'm not the biggest Ronda fan, but from a business stance, it makes total
sense. It does. Yes.
Like I said, put her ringside. Her in Marina's corner.
Yeah.
You're going to pay her probably the same amount of money to sit ringside as you are to have her have a match. You might as well get the most out of it.
At least you'd have a good match if she wasn't in it.
All right,
Majin. Name your top five women in the world right now, then. If you don't think Mercedes is one of them, I want to know. I mean, we each are valid to our own opinions, but I want to know. Steven, guys, think of Leo Rush looking like Gollum of Lord of the Rings.
I saw that. That was odd.
He's trying something different, and it's getting a lot of attention. So good on him. I don't know if it's going to work
still
or not.
Still better than Ronda Rousey.
Oh, my God.
If you think Leo Rush and all of his mental bullshit is a better professional wrestler than Mercedes or Ronda, then you're not
he's more entertaining. I'm not saying he's a better wrestler. I'm saying he's more entertaining. When I tune into Leo wrestling, Rush I want to be entertained. I don't want to watch two women go out there go and do nothing.
That's another clip.
No, it's not.
He just keeps adding to the clips.
I'm here to make KOP go viral. What can I say?
The best thing Leo Rush ever did was freaking hold Bobby Lashley's jock strap. That's the only thing he's ever done. The only thing he ever will do. So there you go.
Everybody's fired up now, KOP. I love it.
I'm not fired up. I'm trying to have a great night, but just all right, here we go. Oh, Jesus criminy.
Athena, Tony Storm, Willow Nightingale. I never remember the pronunciation. And a woman from Japan up there too, but I can't remember her name at the moment.
Obviously, she's just fucking spectacular. If you can't remember her name, she must be the fucking best.
I mean, I know Mercedes has her haters out there like Paul and Majin, but I do. I think she's top five in the world right now.
How did you not put Becky and Charlotte in that right now? Or overall ring work, Natty.
I'll go Natty in top five for ring work. Yes,
that's what we're talking about. We're talking about best professional wrestlers. How do you? No, you know what? I can easily hit pause on this son of a bitch and go sit on the couch, but I won't because I like you guys.
Appreciate it. Well, I just said Becky is an average worker at best. Charlotte is up there, but hasn't been the same in a while.
Because her ex is getting more ass.
Any comments? Comments?
Never mind.
Hey, Johnny's doing the best work of his career. So,
and since those two split, Charlotte has been off her game. So, I mean, obviously, Andrade helped her a little bit. But, of course, now he's out there getting more ass than public toilet seats. So, you know.
There it is.
There it is. You know what? Yep, sure. Andrade is out there just floating his seed, man. Just let it go.
Tapping those fans.
Just those put it up.
Fans
put it,
that are only his.
He's on OnlyFans?
No, most of the models are fans or models from OnlyFans.
Oh, I don't know. I don't follow that stuff. So
I don't either. There was a freaking post about it that like 90% of them have been OnlyFans models.
Well, I mean, there's a reason he wears a mask. Not in the ring, but
there's a reason he said, never mind.
Chris Jacobs says, Andrade is living La Vida Loca.
Wow.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good for him.
Before we get into Dynamite and Collision and the happenings of AEW, Paul, do you have an on this day list for us this week?
That's a stupid question.
All right.
On this day, in 2023, Daniel Bryan returned.
You mean Bryan Danielson?
Mm-hmm. Nope, Daniel Bryan. Anyway, I once again kind of did the week of, because there wasn't a whole lot apart from Bryan Danielson returning.
You better entertain Shep. Shep looks enthusiastic right now on screen.
2021, AEW was really transitioning into the empty arena shows, firing up on all cylinders that way. Moxley was champion. Jericho's inner circle was central to all storytelling. The company quickly adapted, setting the tone for how wrestling survives the pandemic era. 2023, Dax Hardwood was in a match against some guy named CM Punk. The BCC formed as William Regal, United Moxley, and Danielson.
Wait, 2023? Punk wasn't back in 2022. Oh, I was going to say, he was out.
March 23rd, 2022. My bad.
That's when Punk was still having fun in the company.
My bad. Yeah. My bad. Yeah. Jade Cargill was still dominating with her undefeated streak as TBS champion.
Her and Rhea Ripley, this feud sucks.
Yes. Sucked. There was a lot of hype around some cup that was taking place for Owen Hart. Don't know if you've ever heard of him or not.
Yes. Saw some of his ring-worn gear yesterday at Squared Circle Expo.
Now, 2023, we saw a New Japan Pro Wrestling AEW crossover match on Dynamite as Kenny Omega faced Jeff Cobb.
Ah, Jeff Cobb. JC Mateo.
Yes. BCC brutally attacked members of your favorite faction, Tanner, the Dark Order.
Yeah, those guys are great.
Dark Order.
Follow the Dark Order.
Orange Cassidy retains the AEW International Championship. And Adam Cole continued his emotional return story after a long injury absence, one of 17 since being part of AEW.
WWE related, Stephen Chambers says on this day, 1987, WrestleMania 3 took place.
Yes.
How about on this date in 2001, it was announced that WWE had acquired WCW.
That was Friday. But that's all good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do think on this day was WrestleMania 17.
Okay.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, timeline. That would make sense. Yeah.
So I got some birthdays as well.
Oh, it's the anniversary of Ric Flair passing away. That's too bad. I didn't know that.
Today is the only day in history that I do not make the comment about Reed that I normally make. Birthdays this week from the week of the 23rd through the 29th. Okada celebrated a birthday on the 23rd.
How old is he? Or does it not say?
I didn't write that down.
Okay, I'll look it up. Any guesses?
Yeah, you go look it up. 40.
Shep, any guesses? Okada's age?
43.
He doesn't have a birthday this week. His birthday's on November 8th.
And that's just what it said. Don't blame me.
November 8th, and he's 38.
Okay.
What kind of shit are you Googling, Paul?
Professional wrestling birthdays, March 23rd through March 29th.
Yeah, Wikipedia says November 8th. 1987. He's our workhorse. Our workhorse.
I do better work than you do. God, you don't even.
Please put it. Hey, please put a data center in Fulton County so Paul can Google this shit, right?
It's not what those do.
It's AI. You need all the AI shit you can get. Mr. On AI's this bad. Day, November 8th.
Keep going, Paul. Keep going.
March 21st, Layla Hirsch.
Do I need to fact check all these?
You son of a bitch. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead. Fact check me, boy.
Layla Hirsch. September 27th.
This one's right. Undertaker was also the 24th.
I do think The Undertaker was this past week.
Oh my God.
The Undertaker was March 24th. Paul, we're laughing with you. We're not laughing at you. You didn't know the website was wrong.
Yeah. So much for celebrity birthdays being right. Good fucking Lord. That's all I've got because the rest of them are freaking wrong.
Oh, Lord. Good stuff. All right.
Maybe. I don't know. Let me check a couple more here. It doesn't even say hers, so won't do her. Oh, wait. Yeah.
No. Who are we not doing?
Former playmate.
That narrows it down.
Birthday.
Today's birthday. How about Trent Beretta?
Yeah.
Trent. How old's Trent?
Trent was born in 1987, so he is 38 years old.
All right.
Mike Rotunda.
Michael Hayes. Doop.
Never heard of him.
Michael Hayes didn't show up on mine. I need to get a better.
Steven Chambers said, doop.
Yeah.
Mike Look Rotunda. At all the people in the comments doing the work. I love it. We like the engagement. IRS. Did you guys see Chris Jericho filed for a trademark this past week like he does often? The Cornerstone.
Yeah, where do we think he's using that at?
It would make sense if he's using that in AEW.
You'd hope.
But I still think he shows up to Raw after Mania.
Here we go. Better list. Kurt Hennig would have been March 28th.
Mr. Perfect.
Umaga would have been. Yeah. Which is funny because the site I was using blanked out as soon as he went, and then I hit refresh and it came back. Let's see here.
I know Umaga. Yeah, I know. Maven had a post about Umaga, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenta Kibushi, March 27th.
Don't think we'll see him back for a while.
Randy Savage's brother would have been March 25th.
Lenny Poffo?
Yep.
Leaping Lanny.
Man, all these guys are
Mustafa deceased. Ali, March 28th.
Still doing work in TNA.
SoCal Val, March 27th.
Yeah, she's not really involved in wrestling anymore, but I think she's got a podcast.
Mike Sanders, former WCW Power Plant graduate and commissioner of WCW during the final stages of the company.
Maj is just throwing strays at all of us tonight. He says Paul's swinging and missing on easy names even. I didn't catch which one you missed, Paul, so.
I don't either.
Unless it was Kota Ibushi. Did you call him? Maj said Kenta who? I don't know.
Kenta Kibushi. KOBAS. H-I.
It's not Kota Ibushi, then.
No.
All right. You guys ready to hop into Dynamite? Or you got any more, Paul?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, how'd you guys like the opener on Dynamite?
How could you not like
it? It was good.
Kenny versus Swerve 2. Kenny won. He's number one contender for MJF's heavyweight championship. Swerve won. He's going to be EVP of the company. This one was, I thought, just as good as their first match, and their first match was a hell of a match. But in the end, Kenny hits a one-winged angel on Swerve to get the win and become number one contender for MJF's heavyweight title, which we know is happening 2 weeks from tonight at Dynasty. Kenny Omega being back in the world title picture just feels right, and I think we need to enjoy it because this could be the last time.
Were you shocked he went over clean?
I was.
I mean, it was as clean could be.
Yeah. Set up for that very nice kind of, you know, MJF calls himself the devil. Kenny's the wrestling god. So we're going to get the typical devil versus god style match. So Kenny going over super clean is perfect.
So does that tell you that if he's got one more run left in him and he went over super clean, does that give you a little insight to if they're going to put the belt on him to give him one last run?
I think if anybody other than MJF's the champ going into All In, it would be Kenny. But I'm sticking to my gun, Sam, and MJF still is the champ cleared All In.
So does...
A spoiler on my predictions.
Does MJF win clean?
Does MJF ever win clean?
Well, no, I understand you got the Dynamite Diamond Ring and stuff like that, but does Swerve get involved to cost it?
And then they have a rubber match?
Could be.
Yeah.
Double or nothing?
Could
be. I could see that. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard from MJF. I thought he said a whole lot instead of a whole little, if that makes sense. Yes. I thought Kenny was good on the mic, but I didn't think MJF said anything all that noteworthy Wednesday night.
No, not at all.
Mod said Kenny Ospreay is a bigger match for All In than MJF Ospreay. I'm sorry, it has to be Kenny. Thoughts on that? We've seen both matches. We've seen Will and against both these guys multiple times. And we're all assuming Will is the number one contender by that time.
If it's Kenny's last go around, yes. Because we got plenty of time to have Ospreay and it, I know Ospreay's coming back off of double fusion this and that, double fusion that, but we still have 3 or 4 years left at least to get those two going. So if it's Kenny's final run, then yeah, it's Kenny Ospreay.
Yeah. Yeah. And we saw Ospreay. It's going to be Ospreay Pack this upcoming Wednesday night, which will be a hell of a match. We know Ospreay Mox is official for Dynasty. I don't believe the Continental Championship is going to be on the line.
Probably not.
Which did surprise me at first, but then I got to think about it. I'm like, well, yeah, it's a revenge match. Why would Ospreay want Continental rules? So.
Yeah.
True.
You know,
and he could, and if you're going to throw him into the world title picture, he doesn't need that belt.
Yep. You get this match out of the way to a revenge feud for him. Then you get him in the Owen. He can win the Owen at Double or Nothing. Then he's number one contender going to All In. That's how you set that up, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys think that's too predictable, or is predictable a bad thing in this case?
No, because we all want to see it.
No. Yeah. I agree. Give us what we want.
Yeah, yeah. Majority of AEW fans want him in the main event picture.
Yeah. Yeah, see everybody like Steve and Ospreay getting the title at All In. Maj and Tony is spoiling me. Just take my money, Tony. And Steven also said National Acquirer Dirt Sheets already panicking about All In. Only 22,000 tickets sold. Got till the end of August. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's not Las Vegas and WrestleMania.
They did the same thing last year, and then as the show got closer, more and more tickets, and then it ended up being sold out or damn near sold out, wasn't it?
I don't think – I think they ended up with 30-some thousand last year. Tech's probably not what they exactly wanted, but it's still made for a good crowd. Right. I don't know if they'll get the same crowd they did at Wembley in 24 or 23 especially, but I still think they'll draw a big, big crowd. It's a huge stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard Shep's going to pay money to fly all members of KOP over there and sit front row.
All right. Let's do it.
Yeah. You just start holding your breath right now, Paul.
And hey, was said on KOP. It's got to be true.
And as soon as you get the tickets in your hand, then you can start breathing again.
They're digital. I'll never have them in my hand.
You got a phone. Phone's in your hands, technically.
Technically. Well, Tanner just really technicallied you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
get teched. Paul. Get teched, Paul.
You got teched, Paul. You got fucking teched. Take it.
Sure. Get teched. Get teched. Well, I said Kenny on AEW in Winnipeg, Ospreay announced, which reminds me, I got to apologize to my neighbors for the scream I did when that was announced. Yeah, Maj has got floor seats in Winnipeg when Dynamite comes around rolling in. Expect to see him on TV.
You know what? I hope fucking 7'11" Johnny Bones sits in front of fucking Majin on the floor seats. Tried to be nice to that guy on his birthday. He still runs his flapper yapper.
You should take a sign that says, I'm here, KOP.
I thought about Majin right. Is this sad, though? I thought about Majin right away when they announced Triangle of Madness versus Brawling Birds, because I'm like, he loves Tekla. Now Tekla's going to be wrestling there in front of him. So, yep.
You thought about Majin. Dirty little freak.
Did not think of him like that.
Wow. That took a turn. That was a 90-degree turn.
Yeah, Paul.
They're announcing things. They're announcing women wrestling, and you go, ha, Majin.
Well, they weren't talking about big beanie men.
Big beanie men. Big beanie men slapping each other.
You had to.
I had my finger on that so long tonight.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting tired of that video. Well, you know, we got the audio too.
Big beauty man. Big beauty man slapping each other. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, KOP Paul. Goes viral, you can just cut me a check.
Yep, we'll do that.
Have you not made the merch shirt yet for that?
Have not.
See, he's a slacker.
Hey, I did wear one of the new KOP shirts to Squared Expo yesterday.
Yeah.
So
with our beautiful faces on it.
On the back.
And Shep's angry mug.
Yeah, why did you pick the angry picture of me?
Why do I look like I'm freaking Amish? Look at that bowl cut, dude.
Well, I mean, you do. You
gave me a bowl cut.
I'm pretty sure Roadkill can pass as your dad, so.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I just used the three pictures of us I had.
Is that picture that you took for me, is that one of the Instagram pictures I posted from the Calcutta?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you got the peace sign going on.
I got the peace sign and I got the
flowered shirt.
Yeah. Teal shirt with the orange flowers. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. I just asked him. It was an honest question.
Yeah, all good. Oh, good. We had Skyflight versus the Death Riders in a mixed trios match.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys like the mixed matches compared to the they do it differently than WWE, because WWE, if there's a mixed tag, then there's intergender. And one type you can hit the other opposite sex, the other you can't. But AEW, we see that happen quite frequently. I don't mind it if it's done right.
Yeah, if it's done right, it's fine. It's you just got to do it the right way.
Yep. Majin says, I'm actually wearing my KOP shirt tonight, too. Be like Majin. Get some KOP merch. KickingOutShop.com. Free shipping on all orders through March 7th when you're using the promo code MADNESS.
March 7th?
April 7th.
Unless April 7th. Damn, dates right.
Unless you live in Canada, we're going to charge you $30.
Tariffs.
Tariffs. Damn tariffs. What'd you guys think of Speedball versus Rocky Romero?
Eh.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Speedball got pretty quick win.
It was Rocky.
Yeah.
They like to throw Speedball and Kevin, even though Kevin Knight and Okada had a fun one last night in Collision. They like to throw those two in random singles matches. Just on weekly television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably because they're good workers. But
speaking of the Don Callis family, did you see Alexander's out with a knee injury?
Yeah, he was pretty shook up about it on Instagram, and sounds pretty bad. And then I text you guys about this. I was watching Collision late, hadn't seen anything online yet, and saw it happen. Kyle Fletcher looks like might be out. He left the ring in a walking boot last night. That was a scary angle there. His foot got caught. And
oh, yeah.
Man, if he's out, that TNT title's kind of cursed. Not in a Danhausen way either.
Well, and probably then, somehow is some way tied into fucking Danhausen.
Guy's a merch freak seller right now, man.
Hey, don't steal my freaking... I patented that. I'm the merch freak.
Did you? I think it was Friday night, TNA Sacrifice. Santana connected with a kick to Steve Maclin.
Steve Maclin, yeah. Maclin got hurt.
And it, you could tell it hit him. It knocked him out. Kudos to, I know her first name's Alice. I don't know her last name. The referee from TNA, she caught it and handled the situation so no other injury was further on that one.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those situations where, I mean, we love this, I'm going to call it a sport. We love this sport. We know it's predetermined. Still doesn't mean it's not dangerous from time to time. Accidents happen.
It's not predetermined. You know? Shut your mouth.
I know what is predetermined. Paul not winning the fucking KOP title.
That's true.
Hey, but you know what? At least I'm not last.
That's also true. Oh, this is just what we need. Let's get Shep going for the 18th time on this. Speaking of the Don Callis family, where's Lance Archer? We did see Archer help take out Darby Allin.
Ooh. Yeah. Lance Archer was just announced to Warrior Wrestling in South Bend, Indiana in May, blah, 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 someday.
May, so, yeah.
Yeah, he will. Might have to sneak up for that show. Don't know yet. Only if I can sit on Plugo's lap.
There you go. I'm sure he'd allow it. See, Paul's getting jealous over there.
I mean, I have to find
Paul. I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous.
You know, one thing I was happy about on Dynamite, the Dogs finally got a win.
Yeah, about damn time.
They would have lost. Maj and I were going on a rant. We agreed on Twitter. I mean, they shouldn't have lost that Revolution, even though I'm glad they did, or Paul would have the
they shouldn't have.
Title. But and then Gabe Kidd loses the coffin match. I'm like, what are we doing? We are burying these guys already.
Terrible.
Thank God they won. Thank God they won this.
Terrible. Terrible right, for them to do that.
I like it so far. It's okay. The losses did not hurt those guys.
Like Maj said, how did it take them basically three tries to beat just a nothing team? Even though I don't mind this partnership of Orange Cassidy and Roderick Strong, but like Maj said, they're more of an established team.
Yeah,
exactly. That'd be like having the four horsemen come in and lose to four guys that we just picked out of the crowd, basically.
The Dark Order.
I'm trying to give the Dark Order credit here. They just never mind. That's bad pencil work. It's all Evil Uno's fault. Johnny Hungy can wrestle. Johnny Hungy can wrestle.
Do they still wrestle in ROH? Is that where is that mainly where they're at?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. I did see Stu Grayson won a title in Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling, which congratulations to them on getting a TV contract on TSN. Starting in the summer. That's a pretty big deal. It was cool seeing Scott D'Amore and Tony Khan taking pictures, shaking hands. Something I wasn't sure I'd ever see.
Yeah.
That's cool. Good partnership there. Tekla versus Mina. I think it was I assumed Tekla was going to win, which she did, but I thought it was a good match.
Well, why would you assume Tekla was going to win? It's like it's a Dynamite or something.
Tech was growing on me just a little bit. I wish she was better on the mic.
I thought she had an okay mic work on Collision last night, but I think she's stronger on the mic than her two faction mates, Sky Blue and Juliet Hart.
I feel like they read off of teleprompters.
Yeah.
Or freaking post-it board that's behind the camera.
Yeah.
Oh, the comments are getting fired up.
Well, I do like this one earlier. Mon said that would be like the Horsemen losing to Brandon Cutler, QT Marshall, Peter Avalon, and Big Boom AJ.
That's aggressive. Hey,
Majin, don't that's shit aggressive. On Tanner's favorite wrestler. He's all about Big Boom.
Boom!
Stop.
Undefeated.
Stop.
And how about that spear?
He likes those glizzies.
How about that spear that Justice hit on Shane Taylor at Revolution?
Look, I'm just going to say this. If we're going to bring in some fuck off YouTube family because they've got millions and millions of viewers and it brings in a younger crowd, then don't shit on WWE bringing in Logan Paul. It's Logan the same Paul can damn work, thing. I don't like Logan Paul. Didn't like him as a YouTuber. Still don't like him as a wrestler. But I'm saying between the Big Boom Costco glizzy suckers and Logan Paul, I'm going Logan Paul today.
Would you rather watch Big Boom AJ or Jelly Roll wrestle?
Jelly Roll.
Jelly. I can't call him Roll. He ain't got no rolls no more. He's just Jelly.
I like that he got RKO'd by Randy Orton. That was fun.
And I knew some of those security guards very well. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Dios Salvador was one of those nice security guards, making sure that everybody was okay.
Steve is still waiting for the kids to turn joining Sam's Club. That would be epic. That'd be epic. And the Rizzler catching the camera's attention. The Rizzler, hey, he gets the biggest pops of the night. The Rizzler.
Look, that was that. Okay. All right. We didn't talk about this last week because we just.
I'm saying when the Rizzler's old enough, he's going to be AEW champ. Book it.
We just kind of brushed over 0 Hour when we were talking Revolution last week.
Shep's about ready to.
Why the.
Duly noted.
52 minutes in, I'm fairly clear to say this, even if there weren't restrictions.
Why
the fuck is a grown woman hitting on a freaking 12 or 13 year old kid? And it's getting praised. That was so disgusting, in my opinion. It was disturbing. Brody Lee Jr. all day long.
Against Big Justice?
Yes.
How about Wayne Brady? That's a celebrity that got involved.
Okay.
Well, hold on. That's a hard line there to call him a celebrity.
Whose line? Wayne's perfect. Wayne has been on one TV show for 30 years.
That show is not even on TV anymore. And I don't think it was online or on TV for 30 fucking years. I'm gonna have to fact check that one.
Moving on.
Use my data center again, Paul, will you?
I think we need a fact check t-shirt. Kickingoutshop.com.
Not quite 30 years. It started in 98.
Started when?
1998.
And when did
to 2024.
End? Yeah.
26 years.
Not quite 30, but
he was also on the Chappelle show, close. Imagine.
And he's doing or was doing Let's Make a Deal or whatever it is.
You know, when Dynamite started, I was a little confused why Swerve and Kenny was opening the show instead of the main event, but then it made sense with Kenny winning and him and MJF having that promo. I still thought this was weird, though, Darby and Roosh being in the main event, even though it was a no count out match, and they're like, this is at the end because we don't know what they're going to do to the arena. I'm like, this just feels odd being the main event.
Why did they have a match? What's the beef? What's the beef? What's
there's the no line? Story. There's no story to it.
There's nothing. And when's the last time we saw Roosh?
Oh, he's been hurt for a while.
More.
He's been hurt for a while.
Well, they had those stupid vignettes of him and walking through Cowboy City and wanted dead or alive type shit.
I mean, there's barely anybody in pro wrestling who hits harder than that dude.
Yeah. Roosh is underutilized, underrated, and needs to be doing more.
And yet, this was a typical Darby Allin match where Darby gets beat up 80% of the match and then finds a way to win.
And then wins. Yeah.
Yep. With a roll-up. And then he gets beat up by the Don Callis family afterwards.
Exactly. And that's why he got the roll-up, because if he lost, it wouldn't be as fun for the Don Callis family to go in and beat him up.
And you know, we were talking about this a little bit last week, Paul, where, you know, last year, for the longest time, I thought Darby was going to win the title over MJF. And then he didn't, of course. But he keeps saying he's going to challenge for it. I'm like, we don't need Darby going after the world title. But obviously he's going to at some point. I guess going after it and winning are two different things.
You're gonna run out of things for him to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I do like watching Darby matches just to see what kind of beating he's going to take. I got to be honest. But
the bump over the steps onto the railing was Darby-esque. It was exciting.
He is exciting to watch just because you're like, this guy's going to do something stupid.
Yeah.
And nobody else does. I mean, I will give him that, but I don't know. I don't need him in the title picture. But Modern said, God, no, honestly, Darby winning the title might make me lose interest for a while. I don't want that stuntman near my world title. Steven says, watch it for the Darby death count.
And Steven made a comment that Whose Line Is It Anyway wasn't canceled. It's on CW. The final episode was taped in early 2024. The new episodes that have been coming out have been from a large backlog of unused scenes. I went and Googled it because I was like, wait a minute, they're still airing like brand new? No.
And Modern,
I mean, they're new, but they're not new.
And Modern said, in a show with the number one contendership versus EVP rights, a women's world title match on the card, why is a nothing turtles match main eventing?
Because it's Darby Allin.
Yeah, I still didn't know, though, like, I know TK pulls some shit out of his ass and says, hey, you know, this guy and this guy are going to work tonight. But to make it a main event on your number one TV show.
I mean, I thought commentary did a good job trying to give it an explanation, but I still wasn't buying it.
Yeah.
You know, but so far, Dynasty, we know three matches. FTR versus Cope and Christian for tag titles. MJF versus Kenny for the world title. Mox versus Ospreay. What else do you guys think could fill this card? Of course, Kyle Fletcher's injury might cancel a match that was planned, but what else do you guys see in filling out this card 2 weeks away?
I think you get a
Tekla versus Mina probably again.
Yeah, because it's too quick to start a feud with Mercedes.
And then they got the trios match coming up on Wednesday. I think you save Mercedes' return for the pay-per-view.
I think you save Mercedes for Arthur Ashe, and then her home arena.
Yeah, they're doing it in Louis Armstrong this year, but it's right next door to Arthur Ashe. But yeah, she is from New York, so yeah.
You either have her return there, or you have her title match there.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
With the breakup from last night's collision.
Yeah.
I must say, we're going to see Willow defend her TBS championship. Out time.
Get it off of her. They have not capitalized on her momentum of taking that off Mercedes in December.
Well,
I think we're getting a Harley heel turn eventually. But
I also think part of the reason that they didn't is because they quickly paired her with Harley. I mean, they were doing stuff, but then it became solidified. Yeah. They were doing something because you had the women's tag team tournament going on at the time.
Yeah. Stephen Chambers said he's guessing another Perry versus Ricochet. That would make sense.
That would.
For the national title. Like I said, TNT title, who knows with Fletcher. Okada needs to do something with international. And that you could tell they're planting seeds, Okada, Takeshita, and Fletcher. Because we saw Takeshita Wednesday with Fletcher saying, like, you know, Proto Shida. And then we saw last night Okada saying, like, Proto Okada. So,
look, I'm just saying, if Fletcher's out long term, the way you do this, if you is you have Don Callis announce that Kyle Fletcher's out on injury indefinitely. His last wish was for Takeshita to be the TNT champion. So Don gives it to him. He wins it via Don's jerk offness. I don't know how you say that he wins it, but then you down the road, Kyle comes back quicker than expected and immediately turns on the Don Callis family.
Good.
Because of that one move. And then you get, that's how you get the TNT title on Dynasty.
As well. Yeah, because I'm always an old schooler. I like all the titles defended on the pay-per-view, but
otherwise, you make it vacant. You have vacant defend it in a fuck-all ladder match with the title hanging over the ring. 10 guys, 15 guys, I don't care. 5 guys and for
Shep,
all I care.
Shep, you weren't on last week, so I couldn't get your opinion. What do you think about Cope and Cage being back and going against FTR for the titles and the Young Bucks kind of teasing that match down the line?
I like it. I enjoyed the shirt where he put Cage first to make him feel good. I watched an interview after that where Cage is still playing the asshole.
Yeah, he was good. That was fun.
Oh yeah, still playing the turtleneck asshole. I like it. I love that he
just wants to watch, baby. He just wants to watch.
Yeah. So no, I think
he's got his eye on one.
If Cope's gonna be your super baby face, and then you're gonna have Christian kind of, you know, mellow him out or neutral him out with the assholeness that he's so good at, I think it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a lot of fun, and we might get a 3-way TLC match. They're kind of hinting at that.
They asked for it. Well, they Renee asked about that.
And Cope said he'd retire the next day.
Yeah,
Cope like, said we win.
Yeah.
Yep. Steven said guessing Willow versus Marina Shafir, and that's earlier. Majin said take it off of her. Who are they going to give it to, Tanner? There's no one big enough yet to do it. I'm not disagreeing, but okay. I just hope they have her defend it more now. Then I hate when it's just not defended. That's why I hate double champions.
I still think if done right, and you've got to get Julian Sky Blue to really amp up their promo cutting crap. If done right, you have everybody in the Triangle of Madness hold gold. Singles gold, tag gold, have Tekla hold the world title, the Sisters of Sin with the tag titles. I don't care. It can be done if they do it right and get those two to clean up their promo skills and get those stronger.
And I know they're also a heel team, so this wouldn't happen, but how the hell are you going to convince me that those two girls can be Divine Dominion?
Well, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to – well, yes, I do. I think the team to take them down is the Brawling Birds. That's the only tag team in the women's division.
Yeah.
You can convince me it has a chance against those two gals.
Yeah. Because the other two that might have done it just broke up.
Right. They lost last night to them, the Babes of Wrath, which, Shep, if you didn't see that, they're going their separate ways for a while. So,
which is okay.
Yep.
No more Willow Cameron.
Harley, you know who I really enjoy watching? Myron Reed of the Rascals. He had a match last night against Johnny TV. This dude all the Rascals, him, Desmond Xavier, Zachary Wentz, they're all entertaining. But Myron Reed, he really grabs my attention. He's a freak athlete. I want to see more of him.
Yeah.
And even though they lost to Garcia and Mox last night, good to see Private Party still getting a lot of TV time since they returned.
Oh, yeah.
I know Chef's a big Private Party fan.
Yeah, I don't know. I know Private Party, you know, the Bucks put him over in Hog Wrestling back in the day, then brought him to AEW, and I don't know.
I'm surprised never mind.
The best part of Private Party is when Crooked Matt Hardy was trying to like have their contract. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, that was good. Monster Willow and Stat Daddy can do it if they bring them back together. Yeah, they're a big enough team. I could see that. We saw Ciampa defeat Ace Austin. I don't know what they're doing with Ciampa. Like, felt like they were turning him heel. And he took out Mark Briscoe, which Mark's finally taking a break, which I've been asking for a long time. So it's going to be nice when he returns. But then I feel like the crowd's still cheering Ciampa when he wrestles. So I don't know.
Okay. So I got into this debate last night in the locker room. The problem is there are not even MJF. Okay. So hear me out on this. There are no true heels anymore in professional wrestling. And by that, I mean, you just can't stand them. You hate the sight of them. Makes you sick. You want to vomit. Kind of like when we look at Tanner's face. But even heels are getting cheered, or their theme songs are being sang.
I'm going to push back on it because I can think of one.
Who?
Logan Paul.
Okay, he doesn't count.
He's Why does he not count? No, he's not. YouTuber. No, he's not.
He's a YouTuber.
He gets some
like
cheers.
Costco boys.
He gets some cheers, man.
He does. Yes, there was a video of him from like a month and a half ago where he literally stopped, signed autographs for some kid, gave him a high five, took photos with him. That's not a heel. If he was a true heel, that kid would have been out there complaining and didn't want his picture with
him. Hey, hold on, back up. Not every heel.
We're not running it back.
Not every heel like you, Paul, can trip and fall off a pier and land in Lake Manitow.
I got thrown by two douches. Okay, one douche and a good guy. He's the one guy is now my buddy and kind of a heel, so we're good. The Lake Manitow water splashed back in his face, yeah, and it slowly turned him into a heel.
Hey, Paul.
No. No yeet.
It was a small one.
You're not wrong, Paul. Like Mod said, MJF's a true heel, but he's so entertaining. People love him. It's like Randy Orton right now. He's doing as heelish things as he can, but the crowd loves it. I love it. I want more of it.
I know. And that's the problem. You think back to the 80s, even the early 90s, when they were heels, you booed them no matter what. Yeah. They could have the catchiest theme song in the world, and you would boo the moment that hit. You would stop listening to that song because it was associated with a bad guy.
Yes,
go, Shep.
It's not 1980 anymore.
I know, but I'm saying
people are evolving and they're getting around. They're getting behind these heels because they're sick of the baby faces being shoved up their nose. And that's right there is a great case. And don't get me wrong, we're all fans of Cody Rhodes and we love what Cody does, but I mean, this new change of Randy is winning people over. And all of a sudden now Randy, who is supposed to technically be the heel, we all get that. Randy's getting the pop and Cody's getting the booze. And you're like, holy shit, this is completely ass backwards, but yeah, it works. It's working because that's what the people want.
Sign me up for Cody losing Mania. And I don't like to say that because Cody's one of my favorites, but so is Randy. I want Randy as champ. I think it's more intriguing.
I think
so.
I
who'd
think
Randy that, call I, then? Who'd Randy call, Tanner?
Voices yeah, in his head.
Both of you. Cell phone during the interview. Who'd he call?
The voices in his head. I don't think there's anybody on the other line.
It's The Rock. The other famous family, or you know,
wrestling has more than one royal family.
The royal family. There you go.
I wouldn't get your hopes up on The Rock because look what happened last time.
I don't hold my breath on anything The Rock does. Even when The Rock says I'm going to be in a movie, I hold my breath, or I don't hold my breath because it's The Rock. He could change his mind.
Who
last
do you
minute.
Think it's going to be, Paul?
I honestly don't know. I brought it up because I guess there was a video of DiBiase Jr. saying book it April 19th.
He's trying to get anything traction. They're not going to bring him in. Not only is he's acquitted, but that dude hasn't been in wrestling in years. They're not going to bring him in.
Did they acquit that welfare? Was he scamming
all
13 welfare?
Counts.
His brother got 5 years. The other guy got 32. He got acquitted of all 13 counts.
All 13 counts.
Somehow.
And they were scamming welfare?
Everybody's got a price.
Am I reading that right?
Yep, in Mississippi. Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Basically, they were getting granted contracts for work that they never did and never planned to do. It was just to get the money.
And his brother got 5 years on a plea deal. I figured he would get similar, and then he got nothing. I was shocked.
Acquitted. Wasn't Brett Favre in the middle of that shit, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe not the same one, but yeah.
Same principle, same.
Yes. Yes.
Scamming
got a price.
Same state.
Scamming the government. Obviously, yep. the government has great checks and balances. Just like Minnesota and the Somalian daycares.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Next topic. the day of the white meat babyface died out in the 90s.
Yes, it did.
Yes and no. There's a place for it nowadays if it's done correctly. And I'm not saying they're not doing Cody correctly, but Randy is such a huge star that when they turned him, his fans are going to go with him.
Yep.
And I love it.
Like, the only way I see them booing is if he – and they might even cheer this – if he punts Mama Rhodes in the head or something crazy like that.
Yeah,
they might have to go to those links, and the fans still might cheer.
Yeah, because we can't punt kick Brandy because everybody's going to cheer for that one.
True, especially in Vegas.
That's not nice.
It's not, but true. It's true.
It's true, man. I'm just speaking truths over here.
And
how you like Brandy's body?
She has a beautiful personality, Paul. And she's fun to be around.
So if she calls Cody Raheem, what'd she call you?
Big Papa Pump.
I did see Big Papa Pump yesterday at Squared Circle Expo wearing the chain.
I got freaks 9 days a week, baby.
They had him at a table. He was in his room only had like three tables. He was kind of outside room. Him on one, Jim Duggan on another, then Davey Boy Smith Jr. And his mom and another. Yeah.
Interesting. Why is that guy never made mainstream television?
He did. He was with WWE for a while and it just
They shit on him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, you guys like this. He's such a douchebag. Matt Riddle's a douche. He's a douche.
Yes, he is.
I walked past him yesterday. He's got purple hair going on, but I saw him chop a dude. A dude paid him to get chopped. Lift the shirt up. He gave the good dude a good one.
Was it the same guy that Brody and the Headbangers got?
No, it wasn't that guy, but that was the day before on Friday, that guy. But yeah, there's another guy. And that wasn't the only, there was multiple people who were getting chopped by people. And like, you guys are idiots.
You didn't do it, Tanner?
I did not. I probably,
if probably Tanner had a heart did it, attack. We'd be doing this podcast together without him. And we'd be doing this in memory of.
It was a good chance. Especially if Brody gave me one.
You know what? I am going to work on going down there next year. And I am going to pay to have Tanner chopped.
If he, look, May 2nd, who are we getting chopped May 2nd?
Well, I have another job for Tanner that he doesn't know about on May 2nd that I'm
working on. What if I'm not there May 2nd?
You're going to be there.
I am?
Okay. Yes, because I'm pretty sure you're going to be lead commentary.
Oh, okay. That actually sounds pretty fun.
Live on RTC4.
Okay, that sounds pretty fun.
I'm getting pretty close to getting that done.
Okay.
It could not happen, but there's a good chance.
Okay,
I want to get this like even in Warsaw, man.
The deal is the Rochester Downtown Partnership, since it's a free show, so they're paying the whole bill. The gentleman said, "Hey, you have rights to the show. You bought it." So now I'm working with RTC to set up cameras to not only record the show, but I'm like, well, there might as well be commentary. I know a guy named Tanner, and then I've had some commentary, play-by-play, color commentary in the past. I was going to invite a guy named Paul, but I guess he's busy that day.
Yeah.
Maybe he can make a guest appearance. Maybe he will.
Once or twice.
So anyways, that's in the works. So
all right, yeah. If that happens, I'll be there. Makes sense.
Yeah, I've already thrown your name in there. Right,
that's fine. You better tell me as soon as this happens, because I am so gonna tell the group chat, be on your best or else.
Yeah, it will. I mean, it is a family friendly show.
Yes.
So
hopefully there's one guy, Tanner, who's not there.
So Tanner, you can't say stuff that, you know, you say all the time to get us explicit on KOP.
I would think I'm the least explicit one out of the three here.
Your team explicit all the way, Tanner. I mean, we're constantly telling you, dude, calm it down.
Yeah, that's right. That's me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so if that's the case, your color commentary guy might have to not like go to putts before
the match. That'd be appreciated.
Yeah. But I'm working on that. It's close. It's far away, but it's close. It's far away. It's close.
All right. Majin, hey Tanner, I got a bone to pick with you. When are we getting more wife content? She's willing to do more wrestling content.
Majin, are you trying to turn Tanner's wife into like the KOP babe or something?
Don't do it.
Put that comment back up, will you?
Oh boy.
Put the comment back up. Tanner, you're talking. You talked about Tanner's wife and bone in the same sentence.
It's true.
Majin, come on.
It's true.
She's a happily married woman. You don't. Obviously, I got Paul to like take a break.
Well, he also asked about Paul. He said to the network, "When are we getting more con or Paul only fan content?"
Jesus. God.
And look, Shep, you're a happily married man, and Mama Wayne's still mourning her husband, and that doesn't stop you.
Well, see, that's complicated. Mama Wayne and I have a complicated relationship, and my current wife, she didn't really know about Mama Wayne. You know, Mama Wayne and I do our you know, we're on the road traveling, and you know, she sits on my suitcase and all.
Depends on the day, Majin. How about that?
Man, you're still in, you know, the honeymoon phase. You shouldn't be saying that stuff yet.
Tanner, you've been married for what, 3 years?
Coming up on 3 years in August. Yeah.
Yeah, shit. Hell, I was married
eight. Hey, at least I came to your wedding.
Eight the first time, and hell, I'm reaching, I think it's going to be, is it going to be seven this? Yeah, dude, I've been married for 13 years, man.
Congratulations.
I've been married 15 this November.
Congratulations.
Actually,
you guys are doing something right.
She must have she needs a Nobel Peace Prize to put up with your ass.
She deserves the sainthood award.
That's true.
I'm just saying. I will admit that hands down. She is the saint above the saints.
Sainthood.
Sainthood?
Yes.
Hood.
Yes.
Hood. Huh. I know what else they call a hood, but we'll keep on going.
I have three kids.
Brock Lesnar.
I got kids, man. I got kids.
Bet you do.
I'm stealing everybody's crap.
Tanner, not honest. What they're doing right is just agree to everything their wives say. Happy wife, happy life, as they say.
I could say a lot of things. Never mind.
I just
that's going to open a lot of doors that are not KOP related.
Good. Don't.
I just spent 5 days on my own by myself with my wife and kids in Florida. They just got back last night. So.
And Shep was not heard from that entire five.
He really wasn't. He kind of dropped off the map.
What happened to him?
Yeah. You guys don't.
I don't know if he went to work. I don't know what.
I did go to work. I did go to.
He was physically there. Was he mentally there?
I did go to the local social clubs once or twice, but you don't understand
which one. The fancy one or the rundown one?
I went to the Moose and the Eagles. Those are my two.
So the nicer ones.
Those are my two go-to.
I was somewhere else in my head with that. So thank you for the explanation. Yes. I thought you were up in my neck of the woods.
No. Mm-hmm. But Paul will understand this. Tanner won't understand this yet. But there was nights I come home. I would literally like eat a bologna sandwich for dinner and just sit on the couch, TV, and I didn't even look at my phone, guys. It was just peaceful, quiet. Yeah. Like I had nobody running through the door going, "Hey, I gotta go poop, you know, come wipe my ass," or I want a popsicle, or you know, I want pretzels, or no,
I want a popsicle, I want pretzels. That sounds pretty good right now.
I mean, I was watching basketball games. I literally sat on this couch. It's right over there, and it just I didn't even look.
See, he didn't even go into the house.
I went in the house to go to sleep. I slept in the house. I showered in the house, and I lived in the bar.
There you go. Sounds like the life.
Yeah.
That's not much different than typical. It's just there was less people there.
Yeah, three less. It was so quiet. One blanket, two pillows on the bed. That's it. Nobody stealing my pillows. Nobody stealing my blanket in the middle of the night. It was great.
Nobody kicking you out of bed because they had a bad dream.
Had that happen before. I didn't have to go sleep on a box spring and mattress that I wouldn't let my neighbor's dog sleep on because of springs. I feel like the springs come through and poke you in the back.
So you got some acupuncture at some point that you didn't enjoy?
Yeah. I mean, if luckily my 5-year-old son weighs 51 pounds, I think. So he doesn't compress the bed hard enough. When Big Daddy gets on the bed, I can compress the bed hard enough. I'm like, these fucking springs are coming through my back. Like me and the wife have nicknamed the bed springs. Springs. Like, you had to sleep on springs last night, didn't you? Yeah, we did. So
you had to. She doesn't have to.
No, she never has to. I always have to. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. I love my life.
No. Tanner's like, shit, do I really want kids?
that might be going through my mind.
See the way your head's just, the way it's turned, the way you're nodding. It's just that.
Oh, hey, Paul, I'm sure.
I got a dog. That's good enough.
I'm sure this has happened to Paul before, but the best part is wait till you have a boy or a girl. I'm guessing more boys. And you're laying in bed and you feel somebody crawl into bed and you're like, ah, fuck it. Just let them go to sleep. And then all of a sudden you're like, it's awful warm. Oh yeah. And they piss themselves. Oh yeah. So fucking fun. Oh, what? I mean, just real, like, you're like, whatever. He can sleep in bed. Right. And you're sitting there going, you're going, fuck, it's awful warm. Why is it so fucking wet? Yeah. It happens.
Yeah, you gotta throw the whole bed out and burn it at that point.
I'm burning one. Yeah, well, you don't catch it fast enough.
Anything else wrestling related before we let Paul wrap this up? Because that's a good place to stop there.
Everybody has to sleep and piss every once.
Everybody's got a price.
Everybody's got a price. Everybody sleeps and piss. Don't wrestle when you have kids, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm picking up what you're putting down there.
Yeah, good.
Anything else, boys?
Yo,
I think it's
good. Oh, I do got one. One more thing about Squared Circle. You know what wrestler's absolutely jacked out of his mind? Cross.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Karrion Kross?
Yes.
He's that jacked?
Oh, my God. I was shocked. He's a big dude. Yeah.
Did you see Janela there?
If he was there, I did not see him.
I don't think he made it.
Yeah.
He might have been there only for one day.
Maybe. I don't. Yeah, I could pull up the list. I don't know. Yeah. Most were there for both days, but there were some Friday only, some Saturday only. Like, I know Double J was Saturday only.
Yeah, most of them that were one day or the other had other stuff to do.
Right. And there was people who got pulled. Bandito had a visa issue. Zachary Wentz was Friday only because he was on Collision last night. He was supposed to be both days. Yeah, there were some other. And then there was a really this Max Caster was added on Thursday.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so I don't even know if they have a. I don't think he had a banner behind him because it was so late. So, oh, and Billy Gunn's a big dude too, which you knew from TV, but yeah, he's big.
Yeah. I saw Ruby Soho was there.
Yeah, she was on Friday. I don't know yesterday.
She's only on Friday.
Yeah, but yeah, she was there with her daughter. Yep, yep. First convention she's been at in 2 years. So
I don't think the hubby made it though.
I don't think he was there.
He was Sammy probably,
and Tay,
you know,
Sammy and Tay had their daughter.
Is Cool Hand still going to TV tapings?
I don't think so.
No.
I think they're just running Cafe Royale.
So is he under contract? Victory Roll.
Victory Roll. Thank you. That didn't sound right. Thank you, Victory Roll. I don't know, Shep. I don't know. I think he's still on the website. So.
Uncle Google.
Get on the Fulton County AI, please.
We all need to, and I know Paul's been before, and Sheppy hadn't worked with your schedule, but next year we all need to get down to Squirt Circle. It's a good time.
I mean,
it's a good time.
I'm not sure why KOP isn't getting press passes to this thing, you know.
Because it costs money. We're not making money.
Well, what I saw Wells had a Wells Mania had a press pass.
Well,
did Pluggo have a press pass?
I don't think Pluggo did. Well,
Weezy did.
Yeah, but some of them also had VIP stuff, which you had to pay for. But yeah,
I'm going to look into that for next year.
Yeah, it's a good. I just nerded out. It was a good time.
I hate that hotel. I think I've told you about that hotel.
Yeah, I haven't been in the rooms, but for a convention like this, it was fine.
I hate that fucking place.
Yeah, I know you do. Mod said that Ruby's apparently training for a return.
Yes, Cool Hand is still listed on the website.
There you go. That means he's under contract because they are good about that. So
maybe and while we're on the topic, so is Anna Jay.
Yeah.
So maybe he is actually then traveling and going could to the tapings because if you're under contract, you show up, well, whether they use you or not.
Like the Butcher said, he was frustrated he wasn't used more when the Blade's was on the shelf. But he said, I also can't complain because I'm getting paid every other week.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting paid at the end of the day, but a lot of them want to be used. I think like AEW could improve on that. There's a lot of talent. They just are ready to go, and they just don't use them for anything. But that's what it is.
Yeah. But yes, Anna Jay is still listed on the website. They are also good about like if somebody changes the way they look, they'll update the photo, Johnny TV now being bald.
Yes.
Yuta having no hair.
Yeah.
Johnny TV is bald now.
Yeah, he lost his in a CMLL match. Lost his hair.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
All right, Paul.
Kyle Fletcher looks very weird in his photo. It almost looks like the head is different, was taken at a different time than the body was.
Could be.
And just mashed together. It looks weird.
But if nothing else, Paul, why don't you wrap us up?
Oh, it's time to do that. All right. Be sure to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast wherever it is you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us that 5-star review because we are 5-star KOP, and those reviews help us move up. It helps support us without having to spend a dime. But if you are looking to spend a dime, be sure to go to kickingoutshop.com. We've got free shipping on all orders. Doesn't matter how much money you spend. Buy a t-shirt, buy a mug, get free shipping with code all caps madness through April 7th. Do you have kickingoutshop.com up there, Tanner, to kind of show off some of this merch?
No.
No.
I put the newest shirts right there.
Yeah,
there you go.
There you go.
You can get a Mountain Dew Paul, a main event Shep, a 1-2 kicking out, a KO, F and P for your EC, F and W marks out there. Be sure to like the Kicking Out podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Be sure to check out the Main Event Wrestling Network. Review us. Yes, Majin's got it right. Go do it. Review us, you marks. And I lost my whole train of thought. Okay, there we are. Kicking Out Pod on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Check out the Main Event Wrestling Network. Be sure to follow all three of us on social media as well. You can find the Shep at the Shep 27. Not that he ever posts anything, but you can follow him or request it, and he might approve it at some point in the next 17 years. You can follow Tanner Lee at Tanner Lee 92. You can also follow myself at Paul Zartman 87. And with that, for Austin Shepherd and Tanner Lee, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye and good night.